USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With multiple battleground states too close to call, the White House still hangs in the balance. Former Vice President Joe Biden said Wednesday that he would not declare victory, but believes he will be elected president when all the votes are counted. He told supporters that if elected, he will govern for all Americans.
To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as enemies. We are not enemies. What brings us together as Americans is so much stronger than anything that can tear us apart. So let me be clear. We are campaigning as a Democrat, but I will govern as an American president.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia over continued vote counting. They're also asking for a recount in Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Oregon's governor has extended her joint police command several more days as protests in Portland erupted into a riot. Governor Kate Brown activated the state's National Guard Tuesday night after protesters were seen smashing the windows of downtown businesses. Brown says she will keep police officers, state troopers, and sheriff's deputies in the city under a unified command until at least Friday, as uncertainty over the presidential election continues to spur nightly protests. While most of the country has been focused on the election, cases of COVID-19 continue to rise. The U.S. set a new record for cases on Wednesday with over 104,000 new cases. It's the first time that daily cases have topped 100,000. Hospitalizations from the virus are also on the rise, with several states reporting record levels. Indiana, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Oklahoma have all reported record numbers of COVID patients. Officials in Iowa and Missouri warn that hospitals in their states are becoming dangerously close to being overwhelmed with patients. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A new round of coronavirus stimulus will be the top priority for the Senate now that the election is over, according to the Senate Majority Leader. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines.
The Detroit Lions have placed quarterback Matthew Stafford on their reserve COVID-19 list for the second time this season. He missed practice Wednesday after being deemed a close contact of someone outside of the team who tested positive. Should he test negative every day through Sunday, he would still be eligible to play against the Minnesota Vikings. Stafford landed on the list back in August after a test which turned out to be a false positive. That incident caused the NFL to change its testing protocols. Also, the San Francisco 49ers have placed 4 of their players on the reserve COVID list after one of them tested positive. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive on Tuesday. Then fellow wideouts Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel and left tackle Trent Williams were added to the list as close contacts of Bourne. All 4 will miss the Niners game Thursday against Green Bay. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.